Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 747 Triple M. I'm very excited for this next interview. I have a very outstanding young man in studio. His name is Jordan Prince Wright. He's a young man and he's already released a movie which you would have seen at Fenwick Cinemas last year. Jordan, how are you going, mate?
I'm very well. How are you, Sean?
I'm well. So this is your second time to Esperance, I think.
It is. Second time. I'm loving it. Still run off my feet, meeting everyone here, but everyone's so positive and supportive. It's fantastic. I'm so glad to be back.
So obviously the one movie under your belt. We're approaching a second movie. How exciting. How exciting for you?
Yeah, I mean, look, the first film was only meant to be something small and a little showreel piece to go, hey, look, this is what we can do. And it turned out to be bigger than Ben-Hur. It was like this huge production. And yeah, I look back at that going, geez, you know, I put myself through so much and yeah, now I'm going to do it all over again. But even bigger.
But this is, so the original, the first, Decadent and Depraved is the first movie. Go watch it. IMDb has a great rating for it. And this one's sort of to build momentum toward, this is the one that you've had on in your mind for years, and this is the one that you want to put out.
This is your masterpiece. This has been something very close to my heart. So it is a World War One film based on WA Anzacs, based on true events, and I've kind of wanted to do this since early high school. So the Western, I came up with in high school as well, and look, I would have done the war film first, but that would have been silly to do first because, you know, this is true events. It's such a big production. Yeah. Let's test the waters with the Western, which didn't end up being testing the waters. You just ended up making a big movie anyway. So now we're going on to making this, and the scale of this thing is just huge. I'm trying to explain to people how big I'm trying to make this, and it's still sinking in to me. Like, I'm still kind of going, oh, yeah, geez, that scene's really big. Oh, the scene next, well, that's even bigger. So, I'm still pinching myself as to how big this is going to get.
So you're a serious ambassador as well when it comes to movie making for Western Australia, and this is going to be sourced, this is going to be shot, everything done in WA.
Look, we should be, a numerous amount of people have said this, but we should be the Hollywood of Australia. And the reason being is everywhere I go in regional WA, everyone's so supportive, you know, of the arts, and they really want to see WA stories come to screen. And, you know, it's very much going, well, you know, we've got all these great stories here. Let's, you know, make them or whatnot. But then the talent, you know, you've got Whopper here. You've got amazing crew here. So why go over east and do it when we can do it all here? And, you know, we're going to be doing red dirt, outback country scenes up north, and then we're building the Western Front. So it's kind of, we've got such a diverse landscape that we can do anything here. Just a bit of imagination and movie magic and an amazing team behind it, and away you go.
Building the Western Front, that just makes me so excited.
Oh, it's very exciting.
let's talk about, and I reckon I already know the answer to this. What's the title of the film? What have you got?
Yeah, not yet.
No, have you got a short list or anything?
Yeah, we've got something there. But we're not announcing it just yet. We're really holding it off. And the reason being is I want to lock all the locations in.
Yeah.
Once we've locked the locations in, we have then what we call the production budget. And then we're going to do the announcement, go, this is it. This is what we're doing. This is where we're filming. And this is the title of the film. So we're going to, as opposed to doing announcements and dribs and drabs, we're very much going, so in about 2 weeks' time, so 1st of April, it's going to be a go, you know. Yes. Stay tuned.
let's talk about locations as well, because I think there was one particular location, I think it was probably to do with building the Western Front, or a couple of these different battle scenes, which WA were very much involved in, at least the Anzacs. Mm-hmm. Have we got all the locations set? We're still on the hunt for that famous inclined sort of paddock made out of clay?
I think we might have found somewhere.
So obviously, if you can't give it away, then don't. I don't want to, you know, undermine the film. But are we talking about Esperance here? Is this why you're in Esperance? What are you doing in Esperance apart from seeing the beautiful beaches?
God, you really want to know all the juicy info,
yeah,
don't you?
Why not? Why not?
Look, I am still sourcing locations. This film is huge, so there are a lot of locations. So it's not necessarily one place, but some of the big battle scenes. So, for instance, this film is focused on Polygon Wood and Menzies Ridge, amongst many others. But those two big battle scenes, that's the location which I think we may have found down here.
Wow.
It's now very much getting everything lined up. I mean, everyone that I spoke to so far has been so supportive. It's now going in, meeting the Shires, trying to get the Shire on board, and kind of meeting it. We've got various different community groups here going, look, you know, we see how, because for us, we're not making a movie. How we do it is it's a community project. We have a completely different angle in how we create it. I've already started speaking to some of the schools down here as well. So Look, everywhere, don't get me wrong, everywhere I've gone across WA, everyone's really, really supportive of this project. And while I'm here, I mean, I've had stuff thrown at me constantly. It's fantastic. You know, I'm loving being down here.
It must be one of the best jobs in the world, just sort of basically being pandered to wherever you go, because everyone wants to have a movie built in their town. Look, if you've got something in place in Esperance, I'm happy to take you out to Taylor Road tonight. If you want to go to Loose Goose as well, some of our better restaurants, if you need wining and dining, Jordan. You might have to third wheel my girlfriend.
I think I've got like meetings all the way through to 10 o'clock tonight, so I don't know if I've got any time for that.
I was going to say, and just before I let you go, because people won't really know what it's like to be a director, and you've got one under your belt already, what goes into making a movie? What do you have to do? What is the day in the life of Jordan Prince Wright?
Where do you start? I mean, like, it's constant, like, you have your producer's hat on, which is constant phone calls and working out logistics and getting actors on board, crew on board, etc., to, you know, your equipment. And then you've got, as director, well, that's the creative side. So you're constantly working with the writer, and I'm teamed up with talented, Jared Russell, he's a very talented script writer. And I've teamed up with him. And so then I'm talking to him in a creative way of things as the director. And then you've got that right through to filming. Now, filming can take over a year of filming. You know, you're doing in between other stuff. And then you end up going a year of post-production. So, you know, we're talking, like, including this year, about 3 years still of this production. But there's so much that's already happened. So it's only when people turn up on set, or, for instance, some of the farmers I'm speaking to at the moment and explaining the step-by-step process and what goes into it, that they go, holy moly, you know, then they realise what's involved. You can't describe to someone what it is. And it's the only, for me, film is the only project or thing out there that kind of encompasses so many different businesses and so many different people. You know, theatre does it to an extent, but film is very much like, you know, one minute you may need a truck, next minute you might need somebody, you know, to supply water, or, you know, it just encompasses so many different people. And then having that angle of it's a community project, it makes it even more special.
It makes it even more, way better, way more inclusive, way more exciting for everyone around Esperance. It's another one of those watch this spaces, although it has got a bit more, I guess, clear about what will be happening.
Got a lot of momentum now.
Well, that's it. I've been speaking to Jordan Prince Wright. He's the director of Decadent Depraved, and he's going to direct another movie. It's called Untitled at this stage, a World War One.
At this stage, everyone's saying the World War One movie by Prince Wright.
Perfect, so. Perfect. And that's why I like it.
Stuck.
Mate, it's been wonderful catching up with you this morning, and all the best in your endeavours, and hopefully we can see a movie being filmed down here in the next year or so.
No worries. Stay tuned. I'm sure we'll catch up again.
Thanks, mate.